Speedway. Joined on our right are Daniel Hemrick, driver of the number 21 South Point Chevrolet for Richard Childress Racing, and Justin Allgaier, driver of the number 7 Hellman Chevrolet for Junior Motorsports. Gentlemen, it was a hard-fought battle all through the race today, especially for the Xfinity regulars. Talk about you guys' race today, especially that mid-race battle between all you guys.
Yeah, for us, it was a matter of kind of chopping wood all day and trying to get our South Point Hotel Casino Chevrolet better each and every run. Danny Stockton made a great call to get our adjustments done early and give up track position. I think we fell back to 12th from 7th or 8th there just to make sure we got our adjustments in. And after that, it was just clawing and trying to get back to the, you know, trying to get back to clean air, trying to get track position back. And we did slowly but surely throughout every cycle and every pit stop. So just proud of our guys. We came out here on the West Coast and had, you know, 3 top tens, a 6, a 6, and a 5th here to cap it off. So proud of our effort. We got to keep doing what we're doing here at the racetrack and putting ourselves in position, and our day will come. And I'm proud of our effort, like I said, over not only today but over the last 3 or 4 weeks. And the racing was crazy. You know, Justin and I were racing there hard at times. We kind of raced around that 5th, 9th place deal all day. And the race, when you get by there, is actually more intense, because it seems like whenever – you try to side draft somebody or somebody side drafts you, here comes 3 more with runs. So it makes it tough. Actually, the further you get up, the easier it is, it seems like, to maintain. So just proud that of our effort and how we were able to get to our best running position of the day there at the end and maintain and come on with the top 5.
And you hit the wall.
And I hit the wall.
You just showed it, yeah.
I was trying to forget that part.
For us, you know, kind of the same story. You know, we worked really hard today. Felt like yesterday in practice we had a really, really strong Hellman Chevy. And, you know, unfortunately when the race started, not that it was bad by any means, but just some of the balance things that we were felt like we were really good with yesterday in practice. Today with the conditions being a little bit different, we needed to work on a little. And Jason Verdet made a great call there to pit there towards the end and put tires on and catch the 22 off sequence, which, you know, we were kind of hoping that it would take him a little bit longer to get back up towards the front to have to battle with him. But, you know, all in all, just a solid day. We had a rough pit stop on the last pit stop, you know, but the guys were lights out on pit road all day. And honestly, it put us in a great position to get up the inside and be able to make some spots on that last restart. And, you know, the 22 was definitely the class of field today. I think they had everybody covered. So, you know, hats off to those guys. But as Daniel said, you know, our West Coast swing has been great. You know, we have a 2 seconds and a third. So, you know, really, really been chopping away at it. You know, wish we had a win. But all in all, you know, I followed that 22 car 2 weeks in a row now. It's kind of getting a little bit depressing. But anytime you're up towards the front like that, it's always a good day.
Start with Lee in the back. No, behind.
Justin, you told Eddie DeHaan if he could get you cleared, you could get to the front. Was that just wishful thinking with the 22, or did you really think you had something?
No, I mean, I think at that point, you know, if we could have gotten by the 22, I thought we had a shot at maybe driving away from them a little bit just because the sequence on tires. But, you know, obviously once they were able to be on even tires or a little bit better tires, they were the class of the field. We just needed to try and maximize, you know, when they were kind of off a little bit and behind on sequence, you know, we needed to try and maximize that and get the most speed that we could. You know, he did a great job on that last restart, which I felt like for us, you know, I could run a lap or two extremely fast, and then I would slow down just a little bit, and then we would speed back up towards the middle to end of a run. So, you know, for me, I knew that I needed to get by these guys in a lap and a half, or I was going to struggle to get by them. And so for me, it was just a matter of if I could clear them, I knew I could get myself a little bit. Clean air was so important today, and I'm just trying to be the most forward thinking that you could be at that point.
Go with Jerry next.
Jordan Kicking the Tires.net and PRN. Justin, for you and for you, Daniel, you guys obviously admit that Joey was the class of the field and you're tired of running behind him, but you guys are also competing for points. And how frustrating is it to know that you didn't get those points to you know, this is a championship on the line here at the end of the year?
That 22 is still running for a championship. You know, I mean, whoever drives that car, they're still going for an owner's championship. You know, from my standpoint, and I don't know if Daniel agrees, I enjoy those guys running with us. I still do. You know, they're obviously really good, but the 22 car was the best car today. You know, Joey even said it in his post-race interview out on the front straightaway that you don't get cars that are that good very often. And he knew that that was a great car. And if he had that good of a car tomorrow, he'd do the same thing. You know, they hit the adjustments right. They did all the things right. And we had a good car. It just wasn't quite as good as their car was. And I think today, you know, whoever was going to be driving that car, if they hit it like they did and had that feel that a driver's looking for, they would have been equally as good. You know, I think there's going to be some guys tomorrow. It wouldn't surprise me if the 4 or the 42 are that way tomorrow in the Cup race, just looking at practice speed. So, you know, it's definitely interesting, but I'm still a fan of those guys coming and running.
Yeah, absolutely. Like Justin said, I agree 100%. I heard Joey make the same comments about how good his race car was, and he just didn't want to mess it up. And somewhere along the lines in our careers, we've all had cars that way, and you want to take advantage of that. So, you know, we have, you know, he may have taken away the stage points or this or that, however you want to look at it. But at the end of the day, like I said, they're running for owner's championship. We're running for both. And they were just better than us today. That's all there was to it. I'm a big fan of racing with those guys. And the good thing for us is there are going to be times, you know, we go out to Iowa, we go off, do our road course racing or other standalone events, Kentucky, like wherever it is. Those guys are making us better. When they beat us like they beat us today, we know we've got some serious work to do, each organization, not only for his but ours as well, and it makes us better down the road.
We'll go over to Kathy Brown next.
Kathy Brown, Pity Outside the Box. Congratulations, Justin, on your highest place finish here at Auto Club.
I didn't even know where the media center was. I won't lie to you. I've not had good finishes here, so thank you.
And I was just, you mentioned the 22, you're getting sick and tired of running behind it, but being here at Auto Club, did you learn something today that maybe you can put in the back of your mind for next year when you come here?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously, I had a great battle with my teammate today, Elliot Sadler, at the end. I would say from about halfway on, once we started to get the balance where I felt really comfortable, whether it was the 22, the 00, the 1, all guys that I raced around a lot today, I learned a lot. And you know, I've had good cars and I've had good runs here, never really seemingly come to fruition at the end of the race. Normally, I get stuck on a bad lane on a restart and I end up 10th after we ran good all day, you know. So today was a good day to kind of overcome some of those battles. I always love coming here, though. It's a fantastic racetrack. I wish we had more that drove like this, you know, slick and slow. And I say slow, but we're still 200 miles an hour. But, you know, you just feel like you can do anything in the car and you can really feel like you can make a difference inside the car. And so today was a good day for that.
Any more questions down here in the media center? And we'll go up to the terrace box. Any questions up there?
No questions.
Okay, that's fine.
Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, Kicking Tires on NPRN. I asked this on Friday of a couple of the other drivers about, we've been talking a lot about grassroots racing and lower tiers and things of that nature. How do you feel about drivers that go down and they want an appearance fee for that type of, you know, they're talking about grassroots racing, but they demand an appearance fee to show up. Does that bother you guys at all? Do you race for appearance fees, or do you even care?
I don't know about Justin, but I know he goes and runs a dirt car all the time. I go run as many super late miles as I can, and I've never really got paid to go short track racing, but I wouldn't have it any other way. I mean, if that's what they get, then more power to them, but those guys are also usually end up winning the race. You see Harvick or Kyle, whoever goes back and runs those shows, and they're doing it with top-tier teams and putting themselves in good situations, but even if you took the money away, that's all fine and good, but I'm confident those guys, the racers at heart they are, they would still go if that fee wasn't there. So that's what I truly believe, and we just want to race. We don't care what it is or what the price is. Well, obviously, we're fortunate and blessed to be able to go do what we do and love and we're passionate about, and we do it for our jobs and make a living doing it, but that's not what it's about.
You know, for me, Daniel's right. You know, I think from my standpoint, we put a dirt car together to go back and have fun. You know, we've spent probably more money on the dirt car than we should, you know, and there's still dirt car teams that spend more than we do. But on the flip side of it, you know, I go back and do it because I have fun with it. And we've had stuff where people offer, you know, to pay or to comp the pit passes or, you know, crazy things like that. But, for the most part, I think all of us would still go, and we're still going to plan on going to these races.
Yeah. Well, that's no different than what's happening in our sport. I mean, back in the day when people would, you know, cover tire bills or hotels, I mean, it's happened at every level. So it's just magnified because it's those guys going back to do it. But, I feel like a lot of guys are getting help throughout the country.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And you know what? The one thing that I will say right now is we have an amazing short track kind of revolution going. You know, I would say short track racing right now is as strong as it's ever been. in different parts of the country and in different types of cars too. That's the kind of the crazy part. You know, in the Midwest, the obviously open wheel stuff is really, really growing. UMP modifieds like I run are really growing. East Coast stuff, the asphalt super late model stuff's really good. West Coast, everything. You know, K&N obviously has been those guys. East and West this year is going to be great to watch. A lot of new up and coming guys and gals that are going to be spectacular. K&N West has got a dirt race. I'll be honest, I don't have a ride, but I mean, I'll throw it out there. I would drive one in a heartbeat. I think it's going to be great, and I love, you know, ARCA runs on the dirt races. They've got a lot of short tracks, so you know, there's so many ways to get connected anymore. That yes, I think you can look at it like these guys are getting an appearance fee, but if it's drawing people into the short track community that may not go, and it keeps that growing, I don't know if it's a bad thing.
Yeah, I agree with that. And just to go on top of what he just said, is those majority of those folks that go because of that driver was there, they're going to have such a good time because of the short track feel and their experience that they're going to come back the following week when that driver's not there. And that's what's cool to see throughout all divisions right now, I feel like.
Any more questions for Daniel and Justin? Nope.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks, gentlemen.
Appreciate it, guys.